The opinions expressed on this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent the opinions of WTBR-FM, its management, other producers, or sponsors.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield's Community Radio, and you're listening to Stuff, a show about tips, hints, hacks, a joke or two. Listen in every Thursday morning. Here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here we go. There's something very comforting about that music. I don't know why.
I could dance to it. I could bounce to it. I could. Never mind.
Are there words to it? I don't think so.
No. Remember, we tried to get people to.
Yeah,
it's terrible. It's the tune. It just goes against us.
Yep, we tried, and we're good. We could write a song for that tune, but we couldn't. So I guess we couldn't. We didn't. I guess me saying we could is.
And aren't you glad you woke up to this program?
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
This is Lynn.
And Bev.
And together we are Stuff.
And by stuff, we really literally, figuratively mean just stuff. You never know what we're going to come up with.
Yes.
And I have, let's see if I can find out where it is. Backwards monster. Small creature, no telephone.
So what she's doing now is searching her phone for her. Very
the
clever.
The views and opinions of this program are solely those of its hosts, guests, or callers, and do not necessarily represent WTBR, its management, its supporters, its programmers, or its sponsors.
Not the one I wanted, but it do.
Wow, it was serious.
I know.
It was real. It was professional.
And to all our new listeners, yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome.
Yes, and thank you for your emails, and thank you for your in-person.
Thank yous.
Thank you. Yes.
Yeah. She's trying to find the word.
Yeah, it's really great to hear everyone and hear everyone that's listening and hear your comments. We love it.
And this is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM, and added to that the bonus 881, or I should say 881. WSBR from Lee. And I bet you the SB stands for Southern Berkshire.
Aha! Welcome!
Yay.
We are so excited to have a new station.
And the stuff from TBR will be played at WSBR, but hopefully the people in Lee and the surrounding areas decide to do programs of their own.
That would be great. And if you're listening and you are from that area, you can do a program of your own. And I don't know that people actually really know that.
I don't know.
Because
well, they do now.
That's what we did. You came here and you offered to do a show. And we met with the board.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And they loved our idea. And we've been here over 5 years now.
Oh, my goodness. Here, yes.
Yes.
But all together?
A long time.
Much, much longer.
Very long.
Yeah.
Very, very long.
I know this person very well, sort of.
Yes. You do.
We see each other once a week, and still it feels like forever.
I know. It's great. It's a forever, forever thing. So if you have an idea and you would like to put it on the radio, you can contact WTBR. Pittsfield Community Radio, or you can contact WSBR in Lee, Massachusetts. Do you know where they broadcast from?
No. I wonder, though. They have some fabulous restaurants.
In Lee?
Uh-huh.
Oh, yes. That was a good segue to nothing. They do.
They do, though.
We
they
were
do.
Just talking about Burmese Bowl. That's an excellent restaurant. I don't think anyone really knows much about because it's in a house.
It's in a house?
It's a house that they made into a restaurant. Food is really good. And there is...
Where is it in Pittsfield?
It's in Lee.
Oh,
and
Lee.
And then we don't
want
to leave anybody out, so we won't list anymore.
Okay.
I don't think. Should we?
No.
Oh, they're good restaurants.
Because we're not a commercial.
I know we're not.
If you catch us doing a commercial, call us and tell us, so yeah. We'll stop doing it.
Just made that comment because I happened to have gone there recently. And so...
Moving on.
We are going to move on. And I just have to say... That it at this moment it was that time of year when we celebrated a new year, and I watched a movie called New Year's Day. Ooh. I don't remember if it was Netflix or Pureflix or Prime Video, but it was called New Year's Day.
Yeah,
it was so good.
Who was in it?
Many, many, many. Famous people.
Like cameos?
No. Well, yes. Yes, more or less.
Okay.
It's a story following several different people and or couples and or families coming up to New Year's. And
okay.
You're following all of these
different
stories. And then you finally figure out how all of these people are connected. It's really good.
Oh, okay.
It's really good. It's called New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Lots of famous people. Robert De Niro, Sarah Jessica Parker, Penny Marshall and her daughter.
So this was made quite a while ago.
It was actually made in 2011.
I see.
It was very good.
Uh-huh.
It was very good. So anyway, that's what I wanted to share.
What's your quote for the day?
Excited. My quote for the day is... When you give joy to other people, you get more joy in return.
Aww.
You should give a good thought to the happiness. You should give a good thought to the happiness that you can give out.
Yes, yes.
And that was Eleanor Roosevelt.
Great lady.
Great lady.
Now, I have one, but I don't know. I don't remember who it was that said it, but I read it on some meme thing. And it just struck me funny, so. At the end of the day, it doesn't matter if you're fat, ugly, crouchy, just in a bad mood or broke or hurt or whatever, because at the end of the day, by the end of the day, it's night. Saw that and I had to keep it.
Yeah, at the end of the day.
Congratulations to who thought that up.
Yeah, that's a good one. I like that. And you know, right now it's the time of year when days are getting longer.
Oh, is that not the best news?
And it may only feel like 3 seconds longer.
Doesn't matter.
But they're getting longer. Oh my gosh, I am so tired of putting on comfy clothes at 5:30.
And going to bed, or at least thinking you got to go to bed.
Yeah.
I miss the light.
Gosh, yes, everybody does.
Yes.
Everybody misses the light.
Oh.
All right, what are you sharing with us today?
Well,
we have your true or false?
I'm giving you a, what do you call it when you get a lot of answers? True or false, but...
Multiple choice.
Yeah, that's the one.
Multiple choice.
Well, thank God we got both of us here. The first, I've got three of them. Number one, Europeans often take a long summer... Variation, variation, filament, or veracity.
Would you repeat that?
Europeans often take a long summer, variation, variation, filament, or veracity.
Okay.
That's number one.
Okay.
Number two, there are all kinds of... Gambits, gears, garrisons, or guesses players use in chess?
Repeat that, please.
There are all kinds of gambits, gears, garrisons, guesses players use in chess.
Okay.
And the last one, wooden nickels are a kind of exonomia, numeral, exacerbation, or needlepoint.
One more time.
Wooden nickels are a kind of exonomia, numeral, exasperation, or needlepoint.
I think I got that one. I guessed at the other two.
Okay.
These are good. These are
brainwashers.
Brain, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is where your brain begins to hurt and your mind begins to get confused because you know all those words.
And I'm lucky because I've got it right in front of me.
I know you do. And then your brain starts to, you think you've got the word and you're positive. And then your brain says, I don't know. You might need to hear those again.
Disseminate and decimate got me crushed this weekend because I couldn't remember the difference for
between
a while.
Why were you using those words?
Because I was watching football.
You are watching football?
I love football. I don't think the Chiefs are going to make it this year.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I do know that the Patriots are totally out of everywhere, right?
Yeah.
You don't even hear about the Patriots any longer.
I think the Lions are going to take it all.
So it's the Lions and the Giants?
The Giants are out of it.
Who's playing together now? Is this Super Bowl?
No, not yet. We're only in the playoffs.
Oh, we're in the playoffs. And the Patriots are out, right?
As far as I know.
And then New York Jets are out.
I haven't checked.
Who's in?
Don't do this to me.
Who's your favorite team?
Dallas, which is out.
So who now are you rooting for?
Kansas.
Kansas. Why?
I'm in Kansas.
Oh.
Toto.
And Toto too?
you little witchy. Hey, I warned you at the beginning this was stuff.
I'll take you and your dog, little pretty.
You never know what kind of stuff is going to come out of people's mouths. And no, we're not high or stoned or anything like that,
though
we might want to be. What'd you got?
I downloaded an app on my phone called Yuka. Y-U-K-A.
Yuka.
And it was given to me. It was suggested I do it by a medical person. And it's so cool, yet it's enlightening and it's not scary, disappointing. So
boring.
So this doesn't cost anything.
Okay.
They don't, what it does is you have it on your phone and you can either do this in your house or when you're shopping. You scan the QR code on the item with your phone.
Yeah.
And Yuka brings up the item and lets you know if it's healthy to eat.
Oh.
And if it's not healthy to eat, it explains very briefly. It's very, very easy to follow.
Yeah.
Why it's not healthy to eat, what's in it that's not healthy to eat, what that does to you, that ingredient does to you, and what the alternative product could be that you could choose instead.
You gotta use that before you go back to any restaurants.
That's true. I wish. So you can do food products. You can do cosmetics.
Cool.
And a young girl started it. She has a few people now working for her. They do not get any payment from any products.
Good.
No products are promoted. If you find a product, for instance, my mayo that I scanned, and you want to call the company out on an ingredient that's in there that's dangerous,
yeah,
you actually click a button and it sends a message saying that you're calling out this product, hoping that they might make some changes to it.
Wow.
It's really, really good.
Yuka.
Yuka. Y-U-K-A. There's no advertisements. There's no, you don't pay anything. You don't, you just use it.
It's not Apple, is it?
No, it's just an app you can get on any phone in your app store or your game store. I don't know what the other ones are called. Mine's App Store. I think it's a, you can, game? What do you have on your phone when you search for apps?
I have two different, well, on my phone, it's Play Store.
Play Store.
On my tablet, it's something else.
Okay. So you can get it, I think, in Play Store. Very cool app. Y-U-K-A.
Sounds
fun.
I
actually call it Yucca, but I think it's pronounced Yucca. Yucca made more sense to me. Mark and I threw out some things in our house that we scanned and realized, what the heck? Yeah, I actually, and I was very happy that my Trader Joe's granola is okay.
Okay. about your oatmeal?
Enough of me. Oh, 100% okay. Yes.
This woman, for those of you who do not know, eats her oatmeal raw.
I tried to cook it the other day. It was a disaster. I did it in the microwave. I don't know how to do it. It came out like a piece of rubber, literally. Like I could dump it out of the bowl and it was a tire.
Rubber as averse to
creamy
sand or something. I mean,
It was like a tire.
Okay.
I dumped it out of the bowl and it bounced. Does that tell you anything?
That scares me.
Yeah.
Especially because you eat it.
What have you got to share?
I found some blueberry and orange Cheerios.
For real?
For real.
Where?
Market 32.
Blueberry and orange?
I think it was either that or blueberry and banana. I can't remember.
Cheerios?
But it was good.
So are the blueberries and the bananas freeze-dried and
no.
in the cereal?
You see the little O's everywhere, and some are different colors to make you know that's what's in there.
So did you buy them?
I did, and I ate it.
Did you like it?
Yes, I did.
Did you get gas?
No.
Oh, good. Well, you know what oatmeal does. And that, I guess Cheerios are not oats, right?
Cheerios?
Is that
what are Cheerios?
Oats are wheat. Oh, maybe it's wheat or...
I'm going to have to look that up.
Yeah. I've never heard of that.
It's good.
Good.
Good, good.
Kind of like Lucky Charms, Fruit Loops. Weren't they the...
Kind of. Kind of. I did New Year's. I got very busy and didn't have a lot of time, so I did a lot of New Year's stuff for this week's show and next week's show.
Oh, good.
But the one that I have this year are Global New Year's Traditions.
Love it.
Maybe you have not heard some of these. I hope you have not heard some of these. The first one is from an Armenian tradition. Naturally leavened bread uses only three ingredients, water, flour, and salt, but it's called baking good luck bread. And each house will make a loaf at the beginning of the year so that they can have good luck.
And do you have the recipe?
I have the three ingredients, water, flour, and salt.
I wonder how much you use of each, and how do you bake that?
I don't know.
Hey, if somebody out there knows about this is cool, I would try it. Wouldn't you try it?
Of course.
I would try it. Oh, but I wonder if it's microwavable or if you have to bake it in your oven.
Oh. My hubby has an oven.
Okay.
I am.
Thank you, Greg.
One of those people who don't cook.
And Greg does though, so Greg could bake the bread.
He could.
Well, that's interesting. Flour, water, and salt. So, if you know anything about this, would you please email us
stuffingforus@gmail.com. Took me a second there.
Yeah, that's interesting. And I love bread. Oh, man.
I have another bread one.
Okay.
And it's a funny one. It's an Irish tradition. Banging bread.
Oh, you should say that with your accent.
I don't know if I can. Banging bread against the wall. In a ritual aimed at warding off evil spirits and bad luck, Irish families would traditionally bang bread against the walls of their home. This practice also invited good spirits and fortune, and I'm wondering who cleaned up the mess afterwards. Literally, figuratively, banging your bread against the wall.
I wonder if it's bread that they've made that's stale, or...
I don't know.
It's kind of a waste, isn't it?
Not for the mice.
No, not for the mice at all. No. Ugh. Hate mice.
I am segueing here. I'm mm-hmm. folks, I need help.
Mm-hmm.
I have mice.
Mm-hmm.
And I have two cats that don't care. And I've tried everything you can think of. Peppermint oil, all kinds of foods, stuff that they come in bags and it doesn't work, and perfumes and everything. And now I finally went out and I bought the ones that snap.
Oh, you bought the traps.
And I haven't had the guts to put them up yet.
Well,
how do I do that? I mean, I know how to do it, but...
Yeah. Putting them up isn't the hard part. It's retrieving.
Well, I don't want to be there when it happens.
So did you try the sticky traps? That's torture, though.
Yeah, I'm not going to torture
something. Because
they get stuck
in there,
no.
And they don't die right away. At least with the trap,
stop.
I think you should get new cats.
Well, these ones are kind of old. They're getting there anyway.
Yeah,
but so am I.
So you said you get food for the mice. You mean poison?
Yeah. It didn't work. Yeah. No.
I did that once, and I found the mouse. You know how you have a big plant on your floor,
yeah.
and it's in a pot
yeah.
that has the dish underneath.
Yeah,
that's got kind of a ridge. It's the
so
bottom.
So they were in the ridge,
hanging partway in and partway out. So
oh.
the mouth was inside the ridge, drinking the water.
Oh.
And it must have eaten the decon, which I believe makes them thirsty. And then they go drink so much water, they drown. And they drink so much water that the little body gets all puffed up. So there's this little
round... Do you know that we may be losing this new station that's coming on board because of this kind of talk here?
Oh, my goodness. It was horrible.
Forgive us, people, but we do just say stuff.
Yeah, we just say stuff.
Okay.
Mm. Sorry, if people have an idea, again, our email address is...
stuffingforus@gmail.com.
Yes.
That's all words,
yes,
no numbers.
Yes. So I was looking up money-saving tips.
Don't spend.
Yeah. It says here you can, if you're flying, fly coach. I don't know anybody who doesn't fly coach.
I don't know either. No.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know that. Cut back on eating out.
Ouch.
I know. During COVID, though.
Ouch. Yeah.
It was actually really nice to eat at home. We ate at home. Everybody ate at home. And we saved a lot of money. Eating home.
Okay.
I know, but sometimes you just... I can't make steak. I know you're a vegetarian.
Yep.
I do like a steak once. I probably eat a steak once every 3 months.
My son could eat three of them in a row.
Is that right? So I really am not a good steak cooker or griller. Mark's okay, but not great. Not like if you go to Outback.
Oh, my gosh.
Outback has great
But
steak.
This is a restaurant. You can't compete with a restaurant.
No, it's so good. And Longhorn?
And why are we talking steaks?
Because I'm hungry.
Oh, gosh.
Hey, so it says here, if you may be wasting money in extremely common ways but often overlooked ways.
Which are?
Buying brand name products. You're wasting money, it says.
Oh, I hardly ever buy brand name.
It says store and generic brands have to be one of the most underused ways to save money across a range of products, from food to skincare to over-the-counter medicine. Chances are your local grocery or drugstore has a store brand for them or sells a generic version. Check the labels. In most cases, the ingredients are pretty much identical.
Yep.
but you don't have to spend money on the big brand names.
I do that with clothing as well.
Mm-hmm. You can get lots of good stuff.
Sure.
Yes. It says here, if you have prescriptions, you can sometimes ask your pharmacist for the generic version mm-hmm. of your medication.
Mm-hmm.
They work just the same as the name brand, and you can save quite a bit of cash.
Yes. Burning scarecrows.
Ouch.
That's from Ecuador. One big part of the festivities for New Year's Eve in Ecuador are Los Años Viejos, the old years. People make large scarecrow-like dolls, often of the people they dislike, or of notable people from the past year, maybe some from the present. And then at midnight, everyone lights them on fire. The symbolic meaning, of course, is the forgetting of the bad of the past year and the hope that the coming year will be better. And they also do one for widows who don't want to honor their husbands. It's called the viudas. They do the same thing. They make a scarecrow of their ex-husband.
And burn it?
Yeah.
It sounds really nasty and horribly mean and warped.
Yeah, but he's not there, so who cares?
Oh, my God. Oh, my gosh.
All right, calm down.
Oh, my gosh. I once saw a lady that I knew a long, long time ago, and I found out her husband had passed, and I said, I'm so sorry that you lost your husband. And she says, I'm not. I hope he burns in hell. Okay.
You didn't know her very well, did you?
Well, evidently she was in a very bad relationship.
Wow.
And you know what? Treat your wives well.
Uh-huh.
Because you don't want her saying that kind of stuff after. But if you deserve it, I'm sorry.
I have a very wonderful marriage.
I know you do.
And so do you.
I know. We're very fortunate.
We are.
We're very lucky. Very blessed. Paying someone else for simple car repairs.
Other than a...
Well, basic car garage. Maintenance is something fewer and fewer of us learn.
I see somebody coming in.
Perhaps due to our increasingly busy lives and the preference for someone else to do it. The maintenance work on your car. Do you know how to change a tire?
No.
Neither do I. Do you know how to change
oil?
Well,
I know how to. I just have never done it.
Could you do it?
I don't know if I have the strength.
Can you change oil?
Yeah.
You can change the oil?
Yeah.
Oh, you're far.
I do the
far
wipers
above me.
And
okay.
Stuff. Yeah.
Assuming you own a car, money is flying out of your wallet if you take the car to a shop for every little complication.
Oh, my gosh.
Several of the simpler car problems don't take a professional mechanic to fix, and even routine maintenance tasks can be performed at your home. The great thing about the internet age for car owners is there are lots and lots of videos you can watch.
There's one with a Japanese, I think she's Japanese, a woman who does car stuff, and she has the most incredible ideas on how to fix things and do things. I think it's Maima or something like that.
And she fixes cars?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Good for her. I mean, I don't mean that. Good for her, good for him. I mean, whoever.
Right.
It says here, this doesn't mean you can start whacking at your car.
No.
You don't want to whack your engine with a socket wrench, but you definitely have more.
If you know what a socket wrench is.
I know. I do.
Yay!
Yeah. But you definitely have more ability to tune up your car for cheap than you think so. I don't know. I would be a little bit worried about that. I would be kind of worried. So we just had our visitor for our next show pop in, and she's looking at us, and she's saying, what the heck? Why are you recording now? I can see it on her face. And we're recording now because we're doing two back-to-back shows. So she brought coffee for everyone.
No, she didn't. She's dying there. You're going to make her so upset. Look at the face. Look at the face.
Oh, that's true. So you just have yourself a seat and enjoy. Oh, she brought eggs for everyone. Oh, what is that?
It's eggs.
Oh, my gosh, that's great.
But what?
It's two eggs.
Four.
It's four eggs. So we digress. It's four eggs, and then, oh, look at that. So we have a visitor here, and her name is Mary Hood, and she's going to record with us our next hour.
Don't try to get her gift. Well, very serious gift, not to give someone else's gift.
Thank you.
She is like our, I have to say, our number one fan. And
is this what I think it is?
She has brought us some yummy things.
Depends on what you think.
And I think she has chickens. Do you have chickens? Are these your chicken eggs? These are boneless chicken eggs.
Oh. No, I don't have chickens.
She does not have chickens, but I have eggs. All right.
Cool.
So,
all right.
Relax, have a seat.
It's my turn.
I know it is.
Cutting apples. It's a Czech tradition. In Czech tradition, after Christmas dinner, every person at the table cuts an apple in half crosswise. Both halves are shown to everyone. And if the core is shaped like a star, it is believed that everyone will get together next year in happiness and faith.
Well, I think every core does look like a star.
I wouldn't know, but I mean, I'm sure I've seen them, but I haven't really paid attention to it.
I think they do. I think when you cut it in half, not lengthwise, you have to cut it in half the horizontally.
Both halves.
Oh, yes. And then it looks like a star.
But both halves have to look like a star.
They both have to.
Yeah.
So that means you have to cut it exactly in half.
Yeah.
So you better get someone with good eyes. Yeah.
Or a good knife.
Good eyes. She's just blinking her eyes. I just watched part of, what is it? Charlie in the Chocolate Factory? Charlie, what is it called?
The Wonka.
Willy Wonka and the Chocolate Factory. Charlie's the little boy.
Gotcha.
And who is it that plays that part?
I don't know.
Gene Wilder.
Okay.
He has the most beautiful blue eyes. He died. And there's a documentary about him and Gilda Radner that's so good. He seemed like such a kind man. And his eyes are beautiful.
Russian people drink ashes. They believe it brings luck. If you write your wishes on a piece of paper and then burn them with a candle or in a fire at midnight, and afterward they drink the ashes in a glass of champagne and toast the new year.
It's gross.
Well, it's only ashes of paper.
It's still gross.
I mean, it's not like their brother or something.
These are interesting.
Could be.
What are the traditions in our country? Nothing weird.
The only thing I found for us, and I may not have even included it, was, if I could get to my last page, which is just, I don't know, staying up late and getting drunk.
I think that's it. And if there are any things that we do if people do when they're drunk, they don't remember. So it can't ever be written down anywhere what things you might do. The ball dropping.
That's what it is.
That's our thing, right?
That's the one.
And blowing horns and confetti and saying Happy New Year at midnight and going home if you're at a party. What do you do?
I don't celebrate New Year's.
I don't really celebrate it. We're asleep at midnight.
I'm not going to go further with that though, because you'll be upset.
Okay, we don't want to upset me. Not today.
Well, I would be upset too.
Oh, you would? All right.
No, I want to tell you.
All right, go ahead and tell
no,
me.
No, I won't.
I can handle it. I'm a big girl.
It's terrible. It's a sad thing.
It's a sad thing.
Yes.
Oh, I don't want to be sad.
Okay.
I don't want you to be sad.
All right.
Hey. You want to save some money? Don't grocery shop when you're hungry. How many times are we told that?
Oh, everybody says that.
So many times. And how many times do we grocery shop and we're hungry?
All the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And then we buy weird stuff.
Yeah, but it's fun.
But what do you do with the weird stuff when you get it home?
You eat it.
Oh, I don't. I have purchased so many weird things because I'm hungry that it sits and sits and sits and sits. It either expires or I try it at home and it sits and sits and sits and gets moldy or gets spoiled or and it has to be thrown out. So it says, also, don't shop when you have all the time in the world.
Or money.
Oh, yes. Like to throw away. Like extra money.
What kind of pill did you take this morning?
Nothing. I just had a coffee and it was decaf. Well, think about it. I remember a long time ago, I bought black-eyed peas and okra. I don't eat black-eyed peas. I would eat black-eyed peas. I would eat okra, but I never cooked them. I don't know how to cook them.
So you throw them out.
They sat for years.
Years? Okra, you kept them for years?
The okra was frozen, and they were in there. It was in there for years. And the black-eyed peas were in a can, and they sat and sat and sat. It says if you shop for groceries when you're hungry or even just kind of hungry, you're more susceptible to buying extra stuff you don't need or you don't even like. And you're
going
to waste it.
I am never going to your pantry.
Oh, it's not like that now. Not like that now, especially since I got the Yuka app.
I got to get that. Don't let me forget that.
So if you have a lot of time and you go to the grocery store, you make it a date with Greg and you go to the store.
Oh, he hates to shop.
Well, that's good. Yeah. Because he'll just go and get what he needs.
He does.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Without a list, too. I don't know how he does it.
Yeah, and he does it.
He does it all by himself, and I'm just amazed by it, and I just got to say, Greg, someday you're going to have to teach me.
Is that in Texas, Tennessee, or
something? I have no idea where that is. That's probably out in the universe somewhere. Eating grapes. Did you know, speaking of food, the Spanish tradition, eating 12 grapes at midnight, supposedly brings good luck for the coming new year. 1 month of good luck per grape. But, they all have to be eaten at the same time.
12 of them?
Mm-hmm.
I could do that.
You could choke on that, too.
Well, yeah, you absolutely could. So, maybe you'd pop one in, bite, pop in, bite. Pop it in, bite it, till they're all mushed.
Or you just cram the whole thing in at once.
That's when you can choke. Like the marshmallow game, where you get regular-sized marshmallows and you see how many you can put in your mouth.
Really?
I played that with a bunch of girls one time, and then I was told later that people have choked.
I can believe that. How many did you get in your mouth?
I don't remember, but it was actually pretty funny. I've got a video. It's pretty funny.
She takes video of the weirdest thing.
Well, it's my family. I was with my family.
Enough said.
Yeah, it was a birthday party. It was fun.
All right.
Buying a snack. We have to make a break.
We have to take a break. And they only gave us one this time.
And we will be back.
Sorry.
This is Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR Lee.
That's the only one that's listed on our...
That's much different. There's no... The music's gone.
He used to have things where they yelled out the name of the station and hurt your ears and my throat for having to do it.
I missed that. We're going to have to talk to the powers that be.
But it is. We also have to say, Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield, 88.1 WSBR in Lee.
Now we have Lee and South County. We hope you enjoy our show. Can you do your multiple choice for me?
Oh, gosh.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I can.
All right.
But I ain't going to do it like that.
All right.
Europeans often take a long summer variation, variation, filament, or veracity. There are all kinds of gambits, gears, garrisons, or guesses, players use in chess. Wooden nickels are a kind of exonumia, numeral, exasperation, or needlepoint.
Okay.
And I will answer those at the end of the show.
I think I've got it.
Okay.
Buying a snack at the gas station every now and then.
What?
Saving money. It says, buying a snack at the... I didn't write this.
But a snack is
it
good.
It says the quotation. So they have quotations around every now and then. So what? I'll read it again. Buying a snack at the gas station, quote, every now and then, end quote.
But what kind of snacks? What are they talking about? Peanuts
well,
or something?
Let us go on. Let us? The quotation marks are there because every now and then usually means you just don't keep track of all the little snack purchases you make on the go. All those bottles of soda. Oh, I see. All those bottles of soda and bags of chips and candy bars that you're filling up on when you fill up on gas add up. That adds up. You're thinking about oatmeal.
No, filling up on gas. As I try so hard not to do.
Yes, this is true. It says that those things add up, so you make a rule that you have to track those little purchases and find out how much money you're spending every time you go in because you buy something. You get it?
I don't.
The movie theater. And this isn't even written down.
I don't buy at the, no.
Oh my gosh. Mark gets a popcorn. I think it's like $85.62.
Crazy. You bring your own and put it inside your coat.
I know. I brought a sandwich in the other day. But they don't even check or anything. They don't. I mean, I'm carrying a bag. They don't even say anything. And
because you look like you could probably be an honest person.
Well, Mark bought the popcorn. So I feel like, well, at least we contributed. Do I have to ask forgiveness for that? Oh,
I think so.
Gosh.
Because we said it out loud.
We did say it out loud. But see, I can't just ask for forgiveness. I have to also repent, which means I can't do it again. So I think I'm going to wait a while.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I'll say a mass for you. In Estonia, they eat many meals. Eating meals is considered lucky because you got money to get meals. On the last day of the year, people often eat 7, 9, or even 12 meals, believing this will bring abundance and good health. Rye bread, a staple in Estonian cuisine, was once considered a sign of extreme poverty and misery if absent from the table.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's so interesting to hear these because you wonder, how did this, who thought of it and why? The rye bread thing. And all those
Estonians
meals.
Did.
But why? Well, why? Well, maybe they didn't. Maybe they got it from somewhere else.
But it's an Estonian culture.
Well, maybe. Killing me.
Maybe we have to go on to something else.
No, I want to talk about Estonia. I want to talk about why they eat so many meals a day. How can you do that? If I eat lunch, sometimes I can't eat dinner.
You would nosh.
You what?
You would nosh.
What does that
mean?
You
would eat little bits, little meals.
That's not
each
really
time.
A meal. What are you?
Yes,
gonna
it is.
One pea, a piece of chicken, and a
hey,
little French fry.
I get those meals in the store that you can pop in your microwave. But it's only like 3 minutes and it's done, and to me that's a meal.
3 minutes, that's how long I cooked the oatmeal. That's why it bounced when I dumped it out of the bowl. It was too long. All right, Taking expiration dates as law is a way to waste money. Hallelujah.
It's so scary, though, when it says Best Buy or something, you know?
For it's some like, of the more perishable foods, expiration dates hold more authority, but you can usually tell this by the funky smells or colors, and also sometimes they're sticky.
Ew.
Yeah, when they start to go bad. So that's perishables. But an expiration date on a food item isn't the end all. Assuming they have been stored in a cool, dry area, the most obvious case of this is pretty much any dried good, such as cereal, uncooked pasta, dried beans. Several foods that usually go bad when their labels say they will, such as raw meat and bread, can be stored in the freezer before their expiration date if you don't think you'll make it in time. And it will be perfectly fine when you thaw it out again, obviously. You can also use online databases to look up the actual shelf life of certain foods and compare it to what's on the labels. And sometimes I think that that all happens because they want you to buy more. Because it is like spices. Well, I've had spices since 1998. And they still, the cinnamon still smells like cinnamon. And it's still, in my mind, it's good. My son-in-law, not so much. He'll come over to my house and look and find things that have expired.
Oh.
And, oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's really funny.
My brother-in-law's like that.
But canned goods, I don't believe that if it says it's expired, I don't believe that it's
expired. I have a thing. If it looks bad, I'm not
eating
it.
How do you know if a canned good looks bad, though?
But if you've had it more than a year.
I'd eat it. Would you eat it, Mary? I don't know. I don't know if you can hear her, but she said very coyly, very innocently, "I'm not on this show."
I missed that.
So we're not going to hear from Mary because she said, "No, I'm
not." So I can turn her back off.
I'm recording on the other show. I'm not on this show. All right. We'll talk about that on the other show.
Canada. Guess what Canada does?
It's a very French. But
this ain't French.
Just French.
They go ice fishing. Like, wow, really? Ice fishing is a Canadian tradition that offers tranquility and the thrill of catching fish through the ice. Watching the face on the fish when it comes through the ice. The tradition involves using wooden decoys and various types of spears to catch fish during the winter. So they don't use a rod and reel. They use little spears wooden decoys to get the fish to say, "Hey, lady."
What kind of a wooden decoy do they use?
Doesn't say.
Have you ever ice fished?
No.
I haven't either. I don't want to go out
I've
on a frozen lake.
Fishing.
But not on a frozen lake.
No.
Do you know that they can make like little huts around the hole and have things in there? Like it's a little man cave?
Of course.
I didn't know that until yesterday.
What?
I'm not kidding.
What did you think all those huts and things out
well,
on the
Well, I
ice
thought they
were
just portable, little portable things. But the one I saw yesterday was like a permanent enclosure.
Well,
they
a lot of them
all kinds of stuff in there.
And shelves
yeah,
and everything.
Yeah, shelves and cooking utensils and
oh,
a little
my
fireplace and... Never. I have no desire. I panic when I see people out on Laurel Lake. I just, and they're okay. It's just I'm worried about that one moment when it just goes crack, 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 crack. And so I would tie myself to a tree before, I would walk out. And if I fell in, I could grab my rope.
How far away is the tree?
A long way. It would be a long cord. And then I'd have a safety cord, too, on another tree.
It would have to have one of those round rubber things that they use on boats.
I don't care what they have, but that's what I want. I would tie myself to
Why
a tree.
Why a rope? Wouldn't a rope freeze and break?
It'd be thick. Now you're making me think.
You've got to get a chain.
I would get a chain. chain. That's what I'd get. I feel much better now.
Hanging onions is a Greek symbol. They hang onions on a door. It's a symbol of growth and rebirth. The onion represented fertility and purification, and hanging it on the door was believed to bring good luck and health. Now, if I see an onion hanging on a door, I kind of go the other way. You know,
I never would imagine seeing an onion hanging on a door.
Well, here they say hung onions.
Onions, like a little bag of mini onions.
Whatever.
I'm sure if they do this all the time, they've made it very decorative.
Probably.
I bet they make little wreaths with the little tiny onions still in the peel. They put them all in the wreath. I don't know, when I think of onions, do you think of
so
purity? Do you think of purity when you think of onions?
No, I think of a sharp, smelly taste.
Yeah, me too.
My son used to eat them like oranges.
Really?
Yeah.
Didn't bother him at all?
It bothered me a lot.
But not him. He could actually eat it and not...
He did.
That's interesting.
The juice...
No. Hey, do you pay for cable? That's a waste of money. Cutting the cord might seem like something only super savvy millennials and tech whizzies can do without sacrificing a few of their favorite shows, but there are a bazillion TV and movie streaming services and other non-cable options out there now, the quality and variety of which will only keep growing in the years to come. Streaming services are cheaper than paying for cable or dish, and you don't get stuck with all the extra channels that you never watch, yet you still have to pay for. You can't sit there and surf channels, but you know what? Yes, you can, and I can say that because we do it. We don't have cable, and we surf tons of channels.
Sure.
So I'm going to just not even say this sentence.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, you know what I'm going to do?
What?
I'm going to cross it out.
Okay. Good for you. Europeans often take a long summer. What?
Oh, I have to get my, it was between, for me, they might call it a variation because it's different, or a fairy.
Variation.
Yeah, but variation's what I wrote first.
Variation.
It's fairy.
Variation.
It's because they go on a boat.
No, it's just like taking a fair.
Oh, F-A-I-R?
No, it's F-E-R-I.
They're going on. F-E-R-I, variation. Never heard it.
There are all kinds of what players use in chess?
Garrisons.
No. A garrison is a building, a fort, or something like that. It's a gambit.
It's a gambit? I'm so disappointed in myself.
Wooden nickels are what?
Exonumia.
Very good, very good, because it's a coin-like object.
Well, that's not how I got it. I didn't really know.
But that's what it means.
I just eliminated the other words because I know those. So I didn't know this one, so that's why I stuck it in there. I really can't take any kind of intellectual credit.
How about for mizzle?
What's a mizzle?
What's a mizzle? Think. What do you think a mizzle is?
Mizzle?
Uh-huh.
Well, I think of a missile. But mizzle sounds like rain.
Very good.
No.
Light rain or drizzle?
No.
It's a mizzle.
Where'd you come up with that? Was that part of our thing?
I always knew that.
No. Did you just pull that out of the air? You just pulled that out of the air?
No, I've got it written right down there.
Is that one of our multiple choices?
No.
Oh, okay. I thought I missed something. Oh, mizzle. Well, I thought of drizzle.
Snoop Dogg.
What about Snoop Dogg?
Doesn't he have a mizzle and whizzle and all those kind of things?
The kids, you mean? You mean like Moon Unit, Zappa, and Dweezil?
I'm so happy to have all of you new people listening to this weird kind of program, and I hope it doesn't turn you off because we're going to be sticking around for a while, and we would love to hear your ideas
or not.
Stuffing. For us at gmail.com. That's STUFFINGFORUS@gmail.com.
The views and opinions of this program are those of the hosts and not those of PCTV or WTBR.